PM. I'll call the Public Works Committee for Tuesday, January 21st, 2025. We have Alderman Koch, Alderman Merrick, Alderman Cornelius, and Alderman Soling is via Zoom.
Greg, can you hear us okay?
Greg?
Aaron, can you hear us?
Greg,
you
want to stop?
That's okay.
Okay. So, citizens' comments. I don't see any. None. Fine. Minutes for corrections slash approval for December 17th, 2024. Good. 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 Greg? Okay. We'll take them as approved. New business, item one, PW 2025-01, snow operations report.
First one of the year, hopefully very few. Just kind of outlines where we are with our trucks, with our employees, and with our salt. Pretty detailed memo. I am very happy with the way we are prepared for winter this year. It's the best we've been in many years. So hopefully that good insurance means we won't have to use it very often. But we do have a couple problems with some of our older trucks. We have three of the old trucks in the shop now for probably a total of $25,000 worth of work to be done. We still plan on getting three trucks this budget year, and one will be right after the start of the next budget year, so then we will have the four new ones and won't have to worry about those old ones. We can get rid of them and send them down the road. But for now, we have to have them, and so they're in being repaired. I'll gladly answer any questions anybody had as well.
So I take it this is the ones that are Brett's, across from the McDonald's there on the south side of town?
Yep.
Because he showed me, I had to take the vehicle in there, and
yep.
I'm like, he goes, well, I got three of your trucks in
yep.
here. And then, so he's taking parts from three to make one?
We're taking parts from one to fix three.
Okay. It seemed like that he was like trying to...
Yeah, we're trying to made up a transmission.
It was pretty scary, actually, if you think about it.
Transmission, a turbo, and a head. We had one donor truck that's just not worth trying to even save anymore. So we're trying to donate parts to get the cost down.
Yeah, that's what he was saying, is trying to take parts to make one good truck.
Yep.
Truck, so. And then Parks and Rec, that we got from the fire department was there, too.
Well, the ambulance, yeah, I had some shifting problems. So get that fixed.
I'm like, this looks like, is this our public works?
Yorkville South.
So, any other questions?
You said the three new trucks, are they going to be here for this season?
Or? Two will be, one should be right at the tail end, and then the fourth one will be after May. And that fourth one was not part of the four truck order, it was one that was previous to that. We've just waited and waited and waited.
Sounds like.
2 years.
So what's the process for the other, I guess the three that you'll be retiring, you just put them up to auction? Or
well, we can put them up to auction, we could do sealed bids, we could do like consignment sales like we've done in the past. I think our first order of business should be to get a fair appraisal.
Recording in progress.
To get a fair appraisal on them and then go from there to see, and kind of talk to some people that are in that business to see what the market is, if we should just do the sealed bids or just take them to an auction or what we should do.
So this will be kind of like a spring summer thing or whatever.
It'll probably be, honestly, I would say, and then I'll work with that buyer or the consignment person or whoever we have to do the appraisal. They may say, you know what, why not wait till like August or September where people are gearing up for the next plow season.
I guess I'm just curious when they'd be out your hair is all.
Yeah, well, they'll be parked outside waiting to go until we can get the most money for them.
So if we're taking parts to and kind of using one as a parts thing, you're just going to scrap it then?
That will be an as-is, and they'll probably use it for parts because of two other trucks. They can actually swap more parts over if they need.
Yeah, we were lucky because it looked like they were all the same model and everything.
Same engine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Greg? Okay. Item 2, PW 2025-02, water reports for August 2024 through December 2024.
These are our typical water reports that we send into the EPA that we ask you to then, basically confirm that these are our water reports and take them through the City Council. Nothing really much out of the ordinary on any of these, which is really a good thing. So I'll be happy to answer any questions.
I guess my only question is not necessarily relative to the water reports, but I guess related. Have we got any resident complaints about their water bills seeming higher than normal the last couple months?
There's always a few every couple months. Yeah. Usually, 75% of them are estimated reads that then we true up afterwards? Or?
Can be. We're actually getting much better at that now.
Okay.
So it's, but most of them are the same people that complain month after month.
Okay. We do check. And if there's a dispute over the meter, like it's at normally high, we do test them. For the most part, they always come back, okay.
Right.
So then it's just a matter of putting somebody on a payment plan or month to month type of thing.
Okay. So. And we actually perform a service. We'll go in and give them the tablets for the leaky toilets. We'll do as we check the meter. Yep.
This was just the end of Facebook chat.
Yeah, anybody that has like usage or water quality questions, they just need to call and give us their address.
That's what I figured. It was one of those blanket, like, what's your average water bill? It's like, really, what's the square foot of your house? How many people live there?
How many people live there? How many showers?
Some
what
people
age
are like,
kids?
Did you know garbage is on there? Like,
yeah.
I waited for Craig to respond to me and everything. No, I just wondered. Nobody said, like, hey, call the city or ask, but it's hard to normalize.
Sure.
So, yeah. Okay. Just wondering.
Have we noticed any kind of changes, like, since Thanksgiving time-ish? Like, yellowness and staining?
No, if you do, let us know. Yeah. Is that like
I got to replace all three of mine. It's about Thanksgiving time, and we've tried everything to try to get it cleaned out. Wherever the water runs, it's gotten a yellow.
Yeah.
And I don't know, because it's been kind of, neighbors all go in the wintertime. I don't know if they're having the same issues or not that we had. So,
do you have a softener at all?
No, I don't use a softener. So, but we've never had the problem. We noticed it around Thanksgiving time.
Okay.
I think they did do a flush, but that shouldn't have. I should be able to get anything that they would have flushed with.
Yeah, correct. No, you should be fine. We'll take a look and see what
we do. I just wondered if anybody else has noticed anything.
No.
It's like a yellowish color, and you can see it, like, you know how the water comes down on your lids? You can see streaks anywhere the water sits, and it's on all three of them. So
that sounds like iron. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what someone else told
me. Yeah, we'll take a look.
Okay.
Anybody
for sure.
In your neighborhood besides you notice it?
What's that?
Anybody in your neighborhood besides
you? I haven't put myself out to ask that question yet.
I haven't seen Facebook. I haven't seen a request tracker.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. So, Bob, we'll gladly take a look, Ken.
Okay.
Great. Hey, Dragon?
Yeah.
I was just at Heartland Circle's HOA meeting, and they were talking about they're getting a lot of rust and a lot of iron.
Yeah, that's
lately.
I'm worried that when I do ask, I'm going to get more people in my ear probably about it, but. What did
they said right about the same time, right around Thanksgiving, they started having a lot more rust and iron and staining. So I just awakened to see possibly something going on with when we're doing the water main project, but now that you mentioned it, yeah.
Okay, I just wondered if anyone else is.
Yeah, no what? I hadn't heard that either, so we'll check it out.
Yeah, Craig, if you have addresses of people who have noticed it specifically, if you want to just email them to me, we'll make sure to follow up with them.
Okay. Sure, that's all I can do, guys.
Thanks. Okay. Item 3, PW2025-03, Capital Improvement Project Updates.
One second.
Is that going consent or regular agenda for City Council for the water reports?
That can go on consent, right? Yeah. That's just.
Thank you, sorry.
Yep. We normally have it on consent, right?
So, we do.
Yeah. So item 3, PW2025-03, Capital Improvement Project Updates.
All right, there's a detailed memo in the packet, a number of capital projects that are moving through different stages, just a couple things to highlight, and then certainly available to answer any questions. The drilling in Well 10 by the high school, that continues. We're looking to wrap up that drilling in the next month or so and start that test pumping. So far so good as far as schedule goes. We have a few projects that the City Council approved last week as far as contracts go. So working through that and then hopefully starting construction. Three of those related to the Cyrus One project, the El Domain Water Main Loop in the Southern Sanitary Sewer Connection. So those are all well ahead of schedule at this point. The second page, you'll notice we have a lot of bid lettings, bid openings coming up. So you'll see a number of contracts in front of this committee over the next coming months. So several Lake Michigan related projects, several water main related replacement projects, the local road improvement programs, Paxton Road, those types of things. So several things moving through and coming to a letting, and there'll be a lot of action between now and May. So I'd be happy to address any specific questions you may have. I guess one more thing just to briefly mention, we are working on the pavement management updates. We do anticipate bringing that in front of this committee here, hopefully in February. That's the target goal. Absolute latest would be March.
Questions? I had, that was the one question I had. Just remind me, for the railroad, what's the quiet zones we're looking at right now? Which areas?
Yeah, so we're looking at the Burlington Northern, which is kind of on the north end here.
Yep.
And then we also have the downtown,
the downtown
central one,
okay,
as well. So,
okay.
So we've been doing some traffic counts, and we have that data, and we're trying to organize some meetings with the railroad to talk through some things.
Okay. It sounds like the county is going to get questions about the railroad. So, yeah, they're like, we don't know.
Greg?
Was the property found by Lake Wayo, was that included in that quiet zone study?
Yes.
Okay.
And River's Edge, and River's Edge too, and probably, what's the other one west?
Hoover.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure White Oak will be inquiring here shortly. I'm supposed to meet with them here in a couple weeks. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an extended process, the quiet zones. It'll, you know, it's going to take months and months to work through everything.
Okay.
Other questions?
Item 4, PW2025-04, quarterly bond and letter of credit reduction summary.
Yeah, our typical report. This is for the last quarter of 24. So minimal activity in the last quarter, as noted. A couple in the Grand Reserve area that had some reductions.
Greg? Okay. Item 5, PW2025-05, resolution approving a change order relating to the 2024 local road program.
All right, so a typical balancing change order as we get to the end of a project. Contractors agreed to all quantities. So this project was the larger of the two road programs in 24. And also at the tail end, we added on via change order the work to Faxon Road. That was all related to the Whispering Meadows settlement and what have you. So at the end of the day, it is a decrease of slightly more than $30,000, so we are recommending approval of the change order. I'd be happy to address any questions that anybody may have.
I guess I don't necessarily have a question relative to that specifically, so I don't know if it's better served for Bart or maybe Eric. But with that $40,000 being, you know, lower essentially for the Faxon project, does that get shifted somewhere else for some of the incomplete work?
It'll just hit fund balance for now.
Okay. I do notice we have another related item later, somewhat.
Yeah, so if there were savings on like the Faxon Road specific,
yes,
that would go toward the storm sewer.
Right.
So, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Greg? Okay. So that's a reduction. We can go and consent with that, right? Think that's okay?
Yeah.
Item 6, PW2025-06, Grand Reserve Unit 20 bond release.
All right. Unit 20 was formally accepted about a year ago at this time, and they entered into the one-year guarantee period. That time has elapsed. They've addressed all final punch list items in the late fall here, so we are recommending full release of the bond, which is $141,000 in change.
Good. Craig? You want to consent, you think?
Yeah.
Good, that. All right, set the down consent. Item 7, PW2025-07, water meter purchase.
Okay, we were looking to kind of help out our own cause here with our own guys. After seeing the price of the 1,243 meter replacements, we were hoping we could get, you know, meters for a cheaper price and have our guys try to put some in to supplement our replacement program to try to save some money. Our vendor had said that we could purchase the 500 meters at the price that they quoted us for the replacement project, which was, for the meters and readers, it was $30 cheaper for the meter and $30 cheaper for the reader. So it comes out to be a substantial savings. And then if you factor in that we could try to replace the 500 instead of paying somebody else to do it, that saves another, I believe, $170 in labor per meter. So we were hoping to buy this and just do it kind of throughout the year when we could get a chance to schedule blocks of meters and just to try to help out the next one, the next meter replacement program, to be a little less money and end it sooner. This is from Census. It's our only vendor. We don't go out to bid for these, so that's why it is a supermajority vote as well. And right now we do not have $130,000 in the budget for this, but we could decrease some amount next year and it will decrease the next phase of the meter replacement program as well.
So the answer is here with the upgrade, there's 54% of the meters on the radio read system. Are these all residential? Is this residential?
These will be all residential that we do, yes.
Okay. So that 54% is?
Citywide.
Okay. Do we have any areas that we're specifically targeting for this one? We might have talked about that before.
The 1243 we are specifically targeting, like the Autumn Creek area has many of the old iTron meters, so we want to get rid of those because they're not serviced anymore, they're software.
Yeah.
And then our walking route, which is Fox Hill in the old downtown.
Okay.
For these, we actually went to Census and got a list of our meters by serial number, so we can kind of pick oldest to newest now.
Right. Are there any that are harder to change out than other ones based on age?
No, it's just going to be up to the... It's harder based on the resident.
Okay.
Some are very easy and some are not very cooperative.
Yeah. Okay.
Greg?
Okay. Well, this will have to be on regular agenda then. Supermajority vote. I think you sent a memo out about the... Why the difference between them installing and us installing, right? We discussed it, and I think I've seen a memo.
I think I finally just responded to you only.
Oh.
But Eric mentioned it. It's like
$170 savings, I think, per meter. That's about what they charge for the labor. I just took the number of meters and the labor that they broke out and just divided it out.
Yeah, it's just an FYI.
Eric's installing them all himself.
That's where I started.
Okay. Item 8, PW2025-08, Grand Reserve Traffic Control Signage Analysis.
All right, so we were asked to analyze a few units within Grand Reserve. This is kind of at the northwest corner, units 23, 26, 27 for the most part. And then we had one particular intersection that fell in the units 9 and 10 area. So kind of starting with the 23, 26, and 27, took a look at all those intersections, compared them against the MUTCD standards, and at least at this point are not recommending any changes, any stop or yield signs. Accident history is not present. The traffic volumes are relatively low. Site distance all seems to be adequate and appropriate. So not recommending any change there. We are recommending a stop sign to be installed at Matlock and Berrywood. There is the townhomes and or apartments being constructed right across the street. There is, you know, potential for conflict at that location. So at this point, we are recommending that location for stop signs. So there's a lot of data in the packets, for sure. So be happy to, you know, talk to you and answer any questions.
Why was that intersection included in the study?
It was a secondary request that came about after the fact, after the initial request was lumped all together.
Gotcha. Well, just looking through the request, like, it, or I guess all your findings here, and it says that none of them met any of the qualifications for it. And I guess since I was the one that kind of requested the study done, like, the one intersection that I didn't request is getting one. And
yeah.
It doesn't mean,
yeah.
Well, the ones that my constituents asked to be looked at, and they want a stop sign, they might not get one. That just seems odd.
Yeah, you know, it's the criteria that drive it, so.
That's not the criteria.
Well, we are, you know, we're anticipating with the build-out that's coming into the townhomes and the apartments that we can make tremendous amount.
Any intersection, no?
Not necessarily. I mean, you know, they're adding quite a few residents there, so we are anticipating that being a problem.
An intersection where you can only turn one way and either way you're going?
Well, the connection to the
so that's not going to be built through
yeah,
then?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
As always, these are recommendations.
Yeah.
You know, there's been a couple stop signs throughout the city that we've put in against staff recommendation before, and I think a few that we have not put in, even though we recommended it. So, you know, certainly, if you disagree with it, you want more stop signs in, you just have to give us.
I was just curious, since reading this, if
gotcha.
So
the study, there is no cost.
Matlock's going all the way through? Is that the one?
Yeah, there's connections
yeah.
to the, yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
To that area that's under construction.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Eric, were you going to say something?
No.
No.
So did you request all these, or the list?
Just a couple of intersections, but I think they just kind of went above and beyond what was asked.
Oh, okay. Yeah, usually when somebody plops into an area, we try to take all the ones around it. And if there's like a logical consensus for an area, like the ring one in 23, 26, and 27, you know, when we're looking at one, we might just take all of them because they're all kind of the same characteristics.
Yeah, especially in this area, so they, you know, exactly, you know, they were all pretty similar, so. So yeah, just based on the criteria, that's kind of how it all shook out and fell out. Certainly, areas can be looked at in the future if additional volumes are added. But that's where we look at the guidelines that the NUTCP puts.
So like, if you run across like what you think is a safety issue or something, you know, by all means, you would pull that one out. If that's what you're getting, it seemed like you had a question. That's why I was trying to tell you that if,
yeah,
if something's really like you don't agree with, because we've done it, this where we've put them in, and you know originally the study didn't.
I just wanted to be able to answer any questions I get for it.
Because
this neighborhood is kind of the residents of mine that I kind of reach out the most, so they would have questions. I just want to be able.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give them a good answer.
Because I think, like, Wendette, we had one or two that, they had a bunch that they wanted, but then there was, like, one that had some site issues. So even though the study said it wasn't, we still went and had some coach or something.
Yeah, no, we went round and round.
Yeah.
So, you know, Rusty, if you get questions and you're not quite sure how to answer them, don't hesitate to reach out, and I can help. Between Eric and I, we can certainly supply you with a couple of bullet points or sentences to respond to. So.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to grill you, just wanted to.
Yeah, no,
understand.
You don't, right? You need to be able to respond to it.
So
sure.
I'm just going to ask you later. So.
So this is being requested to happen in the near future, then, right? The recommendation for the stop sign.
Yes.
Yeah, we recommended
that one.
To take that one to see.
Got it. And just, sorry, the quick inquiry again for Matlock. Is that mill that we're seeing that it's that it would connect through to? Just because the street's not like.
No, Matlock comes up Barry would tease into it, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you go north and then you're going to go to the west, it goes into that townhome development that is being built to the west.
Okay.
Yeah, we can maybe...
And it goes back down right by the school entrance.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay.
Probably should have attached the plat to the front of plat.
I think on the Kendall County GIS, it probably has a good picture.
Craig? Any other questions here? So what do we need for this?
The one stop sign recommended to be approved does need city council approval.
And so what is the amount to do that?
The amount?
What would it cost to do the stop sign, or is that a...
$100.
Huh?
Come on.
Oh, okay. I thought it would,
there would be a...
No, you have to codify traffic control signs in order to enforce them. So we would need a city code amendment to do that.
If you want us to make one out of gold or platinum to get that.
Well, if
neon.
It's Russ, you they would might, really be answering some
they
questions.
They might want lit.
Branding opportunities. Yeah.
So you think we should, you want that on regular agenda then?
Just a stop sign.
Since it's in your ward, I mean.
It'd be a recommendation to just do consent agenda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good with that?
Yeah.
All right.
Stop sign.
Great. I'll put that on consent. Item 9, PW 2025-09, resolution approving an engineering agreement with Engineering Enterprises Incorporated, Route 47 utility relocation. It's Carpenter Street to Water Park Way.
All right, this is the southernmost portion of that project of three contracts. The unfortunate part is we don't have a very nailed down schedule. We know this work has to be done. We know that we need the engineering work done on it, but we don't have a schedule from IDOT, nor do we have any memorandum of understanding or any type of agreement that says that they'll pay for it. So we know we have to do the work. We are very hopeful, and IDOT has said, not in writing, but has said that they are going to pay for it. But right now, we don't have that 100% guarantee. So, you know, it's kind of up in the air, but we need to get the work done, and we would like to get ahead of this, so when they do say, hey, it's time to go, we can say, yes, we are ready, and we can work with them so there's no conflicts, especially down by Cannonball Trail. There is a sanitary force main sewer and a 16-inch water main, and we are kind of in conflict with a very deep storm sewer and a traffic signal mast arm base. So we want to make sure that we have plenty of room for our infrastructure, as opposed to just being kind of left in line and having them say, well, here, just put it here, and there'd be not much room.
So, questions?
Derek, you got something?
It is a fixed fee. I forgot to mention it's $107,000, and there's also a direct cost of, I believe, approximately $25,000. I gotta scroll down here, sorry. Yeah, $25,400. And we do have $180,000 budgeted currently in that line item for engineering.
I don't have any questions. Are you talking about where to place it?
No, I was good.
Just so I'm wrapping my head around this, like you're asking us to approve this to proceed even without a 100% reimbursement guaranteed, sort of thing?
We are.
I think that'll go on regular agenda, because there may be some others that have questions. But any other questions?
Not specifically this item, just kind of the project itself. I think about a year ago or so, we're under the assumption that like bids would be going out for phases of this project here, like around this time. Is that occurring, or is no clue?
Yeah, through this section, we've asked for updates. We try to ask every couple of months. Updates are not coming forth to us, so we don't have a strong idea of when the letting is. We've, as Eric alluded to, we've asked them to kind of finalize their comments on the infrastructure as well, on who's responsible and who's paying. And as Eric noted, they've said they were going to pay for things, but yet they haven't guaranteed that back to us. So, you know, we're probably due to ask again. We probably asked in November, so got through the holidays.
Any sort of signs that kind of show, like, oh, clearly they're at this point in the project, so maybe,
Not on this stretch. So on the stretch from Water Park Way North, that's later on the agenda, and that seems to be moving a little bit quicker at this point. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll try to get another answer from them.
Just curious.
Sounds like you basically know what we know. They're relocating utilities because we can see it.
Yes.
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
And it's kind of vague, too.
Eventually, there'll be a letting. Yeah. So, okay.
So, if there was some kind of all of a sudden change or movement, do you have a time frame for the council to be notified of it?
Oh, we would notify you right away.
Okay.
I mean, we would get it right to Barton.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to, so the communication, once we do get something clear. Okay. Greg? Okay. Does that need any, what do we need with that?
Need city council approval. So yeah, you can go on consent if you wanted to. Otherwise, regular agenda is fine.
What do you think? Consent?
There's not a lot of information, but I would anticipate there'll be some questions from our council.
Let's put on regular agenda.
Kind of reiterating what
sure.
we don't know tonight. So.
Yeah, that you're right actually about that too. So. All right, item 10, PW 2025-10, resolution approving an engineering agreement with Engineering Enterprises Incorporated, the Whispering Meadows Sewer, Storm Sewer Design Engineering Agreement.
Yep, this is for the outfall to the Rob Roy drainage ditch, the one that was never completed when they first built the subdivision. It was part of the settlement. Now we're designing it to get it completed. The design fee is a fixed fee of almost $27,000. And the cost of construction is estimated at about $250,000. We do have some of the money left. We don't obviously have all the money left to cover this cost, but we can budget for it in the next year. But we do have enough for the engineering agreement.
Does this have funds from the settlement?
Yes.
Okay.
That was specifically called out as, along with Faxon Road.
How long does a project like this typically take?
About 9 years.
9 years.
It should be done. Depending on, we don't want to do crop damage. We'd probably wait till fall to actually construct it.
Yeah. So this is all just running behind it along the railroad. So
yep.
Essentially where it is.
Just south of the railroad tracks, and it just goes straight to the west. Okay. It'll go into the ditch.
Okay. Yep. And then there's the north.
We'll
say probably the northeast section of where McMurtry and Twin Leaf are. There's what is a retention area back there that's not meant to be a retention area.
There's right? two that are actually just non, they just don't have an outfall.
Right.
They just
so
go out to the field.
Once theoretically.
Well, yeah, they'll function properly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. I think the residents that live there don't realize that those aren't smaller versions of the pond we have up front. So I think when that, I'll be preemptive in answering questions along
sure.
the way there.
Sure.
But, or giving them a heads up. But okay. I'll be carefully crafting my letter to August.
Okay. I'll put that on regular agenda. Item 11, PW 2025-11, Route 47 expansion, Water Park Way, and Jericho Road, intergovernmental agreement.
All right, so this is the formal agreement with IDOT to do the northern section of the Route 47 expansion. And so they're asking us basically to reaffirm our commitments that we had set in place a few years ago as it relates to things like, grass medians, traffic signals, lighting, preemption signals, path locations, etc. So that's all in there, and Eric and Brad can kind of hit the content high points here. In the memo, I talk through a bit of a stalemate we have with IDOT District 1 staff, so not a district that we usually deal with for our agreements, because we're mostly District 3. They've been good to work with. They've corrected some issues that we had in the agreement, but there still are some unresolved points of contention. I did touch base with our IDOT staff member today. They did not have an update for me based on my comments from last Wednesday, quite yet. So I'm hoping that'll come along here shortly to our favor as it relates to blanking number two unresolved issues.
The culvert on Baseline and then Galena Road traffic signal.
Yes. And so both of those things, one is more of a debate argument as to whether we should be, you know, paying for it. The other one is probably just a factual issue that we should not be paying for it. We just need them to see that. So I'm hoping that'll be resolved here shortly. In the brief email I did have with the IDOT staff member today, they did say that a February 11th city council approval would be fine. They essentially have 3 or 4 more weeks on this to get this resolved. So given that, though, I wanted to make sure I got it in front of you now to see if there are any concerns over some of the medians, lighting, etc., that we've talked about previously, to see if we needed to make any last-minute changes to the agreement before we end up approving it. So I don't know if you guys wanted to hit the high points, if there's anything of note on path locations or anything that was...
Path locations are all on the east side, all the way up. It does not change, which is wonderful. It's going to be a great shot all the way from Kennedy to Bristol, or past Bristol Bay, all the way up to the county line there. Timing seems to be moving faster with this project, like Brad alluded to earlier. The plans seem completed. So I think now that we have the MOU, that really is kind of their trigger as it's time to go for this section. This section will take a lot of time. I think it was 1 year closed Baseline and 1 year closed on Galena to replace those structures. So traffic is going to be a complete nightmare for 2 years minimum in this area. And then if you couple that with any of the other sections going, it's just going to kind of exacerbate that and make it a not very fun place to travel.
Yeah, I'd say the other thing to add, so there was some utility conflicts on this section as well, and just so happens the city had acquired easements outside the right-of-way. This project demanded additional right-of-way, so therefore IDOT had to pay for 100% of the relocates of those utilities, so that's factored into this agreement as well. So it's slightly over $1 million worth of new infrastructure, water main mainly. That needs to be relocated.
Of note, the extension of Bristol Way Road is included within this.
Yep. That's what I was going to ask. Yes.
Okay. What are we doing for meetings, concrete?
It depends. If they're not very wide, they're concrete, and then there's many grass medians on this one. Yep. That's kind of what I think Bart had said, that you want to make sure you guys are still good with those.
Yeah, I know, that's why I was at. I thought I'd ask what we had agreed to or what we...
And I believe if they're under 10 feet, they're concrete. If they're 10 feet or over, they're grass.
And that's our maintenance?
Our maintenance. And that's a lot of it.
Yeah, no, I was thinking that.
So do we have any ballpark idea when this would start?
No.
Same thing.
Same thing.
I told this that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then, obviously not us, what's the status of Sugar Grove? Do we have any updates on that stretch for the expansion? Yeah.
That's being done under the same
contract. Okay.
Correct.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, our just, so they're asking, get the Baseline Road is where our stops.
They're
okay.
Asking for the same commitment.
Got it.
Sugar Grove.
Okay.
Whether they're going to phase it within this entire stretch, I have not heard.
Sure. Okay.
So I know that we previously asked them to consider doing our Bristol Bay section first.
Right.
You know, that way the connection is open sooner. So,
yeah.
But no commitments on that.
Okay.
Cool.
So in the past, we've discussed having trees in the median. Just so we don't. I guess that's my only comment.
You would like us not to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Same.
I agree. We wouldn't put trees.
They will not allow us to do it under the construction contract. They will do it by permit afterwards if you guys ask us to. It's not currently part of
it. Chris is pushing for that.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Just
along 47.
The added cost for things.
I like to be able to see, so I don't like them.
I mean, if it's a local street, I would have a concern about putting them on
47. That just seems...
I have people that convey concerns about Blackberry Shore or by Home Depot because your sight line's blocked by the trees in the prairie grass that lives there. So sometimes you can't see a car coming until they're right on them. I don't think it's resulted in many accidents, but yeah, I'd be much worried about it on a stretch like that.
I didn't even think that would be an option on 47.
That's why it's by permit. They're very particular about where you can put them as well. And we would have to maintain a branch comes down, we would have to go get it. It would just be...
creating more work for ourselves.
Yeah. Is there anything else like that that we need to be aware of?
No, I don't think so.
So it's going to be grass. Could be trees if someone wanted them.
But no plans to do so.
Okay.
And not as good as my staff. Apparently.
I agree. No.
Go ahead, Greg.
I agree. No trees.
I mean, he wasn't adamant about it. He just mentioned it. Could this be a possibility? Yeah.
So for this one, we will need approval of the intergovernmental agreement eventually. If everybody's generally in favor of it, we can just kind of toll it until I get the answers back from IDOT and put it on a future city council agenda when it's ready.
So that one's going next minute.
Unless if they get back to me tomorrow on it.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay. But possibly before the next public works meeting.
Yeah, I would think February 11th would be our target if it's not immediately resolved.
Yeah.
Then I would think if Bart tells us any updates on that, then by all means get in touch with him. And then so at least we go to council meeting, we'll know the people's feelings on stuff. So. Anything else on that one?
Nope.
So just so you, the other kind of weird thing is the bridge. And we talked about it, the baseline road bridge. That's kind of really weird, too, how that's going to work. Because if you know, that's like right, what's it like, feet? Like 30 feet and left? Less than that, probably, right?
Yeah.
And you said you were getting some flat over that, right?
Yeah, that's one of the items that's
the big item.
So basically, the existing bridge is going to be redesigned completely and sort of integrated into the pavement and the intersection itself. So it'll be much more under the intersection footprint than it is currently. And so our point is basically if we can't maintain this without asking for your approval and probably your assistance in doing so because it's physically under the intersection, why do we own it? Like if you're going to make us pay for it, I suppose that might be fair if it's something that we own that you're replacing at your cost, but it's like if we can't just go out there and do it ourselves, like what's the point of us owning it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was something that I started thinking about a lot after,
especially if it's in the right of way.
It's in their completely in their right of way.
So essentially, the creek will come. It's just gonna go right underneath the main.
Yeah,
intersection there.
It's going to come across like it does now and then turn south like it does, but it'll be part of the concrete pavement. It'll be traffic signal loops will be in there and be beyond that one. There's lighting, there's concrete like a head wall and then guardrail. It's a lot.
Yeah, I drive it all the time and I was like...
And it'll be wider so you don't have to worry about turning. It'll be much wider.
I would suggest people tour it a little bit. Maybe take, I don't know how often you guys get out that way, but.
Every day.
Oh, you do it too every day? Okay, yeah. I know I see it every day, but it's.
I kind of wonder about that one too. It'd be an interesting project. But, like Elena too is going to be a weird one, I think, so.
Yeah, that, so it will be piped under the.
It'll be a big culvert, yep.
Concrete culvert, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Any other questions? Greg? Okay. Then we will probably go, not the next council meeting, but maybe the one after that. Bart will keep us in the loop. Old business. None. Additional business. Greg? Meeting adjourned. 6:41.
Thank you.
Thank you.